Honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
The holidays are upon us, and everyone's thinking, what do I need to do around my house? I got to get the toys out of the living room. I need to clean up. I need to do this. I need to do that. But are we thinking about how to create a healthy home, not just a neat home, meaning you've hit everything you don't want everybody to see? Don't look in my closets, by the way. So we have got Lisa and Ron Barris back with us. They're going to help us learn how to create not only a clean home, but a healthy home for the holidays. Hey, guys.
Hey. That's right. It's, you know, we're so busy during this time of year, we often forget to take care of our health and, of course, the health of our home. So if you are one of the 40 million Americans that suffer from indoor and outdoor allergies, you need to listen up, as we all do. But first, starting with your tree, you need to choose the tree that you're using wisely, and a lot of people don't think about this. So, you know, cutting down trees, of course, isn't a good idea because it's not good for the environment, but a lot of people don't realize that evergreen trees can harbor molds, pollens, and other airborne irritants that can trigger seasonal allergic rhinitis. So we don't realize when we're pulling these in and out, this can stir up a lot of these allergens into the air that we're breathing. But then we look Go ahead.
I was just going to say, you know, so what about the artificial? My next thing is, okay, great. I know this is a good thing. Let's go for the plastic. And you
right. This is the million-dollar question. Yes. The artificial trees are obviously not the answer either, right? They're made from PVC, which is a non-renewable petroleum byproduct, and they can contain lead and cadmium. By the way, PVC is polyvinyl chloride. And, you know, children can chew on these, and they can be ingested by pets. And we really don't want artificial trees. That's not solving the problem either. And again, when we store these, they can harbor mold and dust. And every time we pull them in and out, this gets stirred up into the air. And there was a study done, and they showed that people were, their allergies were peaking during the times that they were bringing in and out, not only trees, but ornaments as well. So what's the solution?
So what can we do?
It took me a long time to come up with this answer. Well, there's a great solution, and it's a company called Living Christmas Tree. Now, this is not if you have allergies, but the Living Christmas Tree will actually rent you a tree that's potted, and they will deliver it to your home. You'll use the tree during the holidays, and they'll literally come back and pick it up, and it constantly stays planted, so this tree is never killed. So that's great if you don't have the allergies. If you do have the allergies, there's another company that I found called Possibility Trees, and it's a tree that was designed by it's really great. It was designed by a former architect, and it's made in the U.S., and it's 100% natural wood, and they come in all different sizes. They're really modern-looking, and these are, like, the perfect solution for allergy sufferers. So that's my solution there. And
I think you can use your children's artwork that they make, right? So they make a cute little tree. And I know that's going outside of our, you know, out of our regular comfort zone, but if you don't, you know, if you're okay with not having, I mean, obviously your ideas are amazing, but if you also if you don't have kids, or if you do have kids and you can maybe use something, maybe they can create something at home, right? That can mimic.
I love that. Get creative. I love it. I love the idea of being creative with that. And let's think outside of the box here, you know. But, you know, when I was going back to the ornaments, that's a big thing we don't think about either. A lot of ornaments can have imported metal, which could, of course, contain lead, which is a huge problem for children, inhaling that lead dust, which is a neurotoxin. And a lot of ornaments are made from polymer clays, which are derived from PVC again. So going back to old-fashioned ornaments, like you said, having your children help you pitch in and make them, look for wood, glass, or fabric ornaments. And again, this study that I was talking about, they found that the ornaments, when you're bringing them in and out, will stir up dust. So a really good tip is to take a microfiber cloth and make sure that you're wiping down the ornaments when you unload them or load them, and store them in airtight bags and put them in a container when they go back, because, you know, they sit for a year before we bring them in and out again. 20 million Americans have a dust mite allergy today. It's the number one indoor allergen, so it's really important to think about that.
Hmm. Yeah, that does make a lot of sense. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, it just makes sense, right? I mean, it's something that we're, you know, stirring up in our home. Now, obviously, I want to get into paper because, you know, we want to look for paper that's recycled and uses soy ink. We don't want metallics and other heavy metals, and we don't really want to be adding waste to the holidays because we generate 25% more waste during this time than any other time of the year. So that's a really easy thing. There's a really cool company called Wrapsacks. I don't know if you're familiar with them, but they make a trackable. Yeah, it's great. It's a trackable, reusable bag, a cloth bag. And when you give it to your guest, your recipient, gift recipient, you can track it. So when they reuse it, you can go online and constantly track where this bag ends up. So I think that's really fun for holidays. Yeah. And Ron can tell you about
that. That's really nice.
Yeah.
I usually just take the packaging, not the packaging, but you know the bags that you get, usually if there's like a cute decorated bag or something, I'll just reuse it, you know, take off the little card.
Oh, yeah.
The top. So,
yeah,
well,
I mean, that's
the kind of thing.
Yeah, of course. And that's where this Wrapsack started because, you know, we were all reusing those bags, but this is a cloth bag, so it's not going to fall apart. It's not going to get, you know, beat up looking. And I think it's fun to track your bag like a year later and find out where it went, you know, after you gave it to someone. So that's kind of fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, other great tip, too, is, you know, light your way to safety and savings. So choose, you know, LED is the light-emitting diode, twinkle lights that go on the Christmas tree. They literally cut 90% of your electric bill, and they never get hot. They're perfect for kids because, really, you know, it's the same energy that's used to light up the display on your watch and calculator. It converts the energy into light versus heat, so it's safer, and it's more energy efficient as well. That's one tip. Another tip, too, ladies, is for example, use candles. Know to avoid them, the candles you're buying for your home if you're using candles. Many candles use paraffin wax, which is just petroleum-derived, or synthetic fragrances, dyes. Make sure you're choosing candles that are soy-based or have beeswax or are vegetable-based. And if they do have a scent of any sort, or make sure they're unscented, if the scent is there, make sure they're using 100% essential oils. Peppermint's a great smell during the holidays, those cinnamon. It's really a must because otherwise it could be carcinogenic.
I have a question, Ron, about that before we move on because, you know, when it I want you to explain a little bit to people what it means. So, for example, when you inhale things, how does it directly affect us and does it take a long time? Is it a 1 second inhalation that's carcinogenic or is it over time? Because I think this is something that's very scary to people, especially when it comes to candles or fumes in the house. Or the other day I gave my car in and I walked into the car repair shop and I literally was like taken aback by the fumes of the paint. And when I said to the guy, whoa, what are you using? I hope there's no lead. He's like, no, we're not allowed lead or asbestos anymore. But all I kept thinking about is even the water-based paint you're inhaling must be super toxic. So just talk, I mean, we have about a minute and a half left, but just talk a little bit about how that can cause harm to people.
And I was going to just jump in real quick here if Ron doesn't care. Because they found that these scents in the even air fresheners, they literally coat our nasal passages and can make us like literally desensitized to smells over time where we don't even... Yeah, and if you've noticed that, a lot of people, this will happen after they wear perfumes a lot of time. They don't even smell the perfume, and you keep having to wear more and more till you notice it. So, it is a slow buildup with these chemicals, like all chemicals in our home. It's not just a one-time exposure. It's the small, doses repeated over time, whether it's VOCs like toluene, benzene, formaldehyde, and these are chemicals that we can actually get from air fresheners and candles. And that's why they'll say, you know, well, this isn't harmful. You know, the study's shown, you know, we've had a large male inhale this and everything's fine. But we're talking about day-to-day chemicals that come from all these different areas in our home that build up.
Okay. That makes sense. No, I that makes sense to me. And I think that from people who are listening, it's kind of one of those things that it's important to note so that they don't think they just smell it once that, you know, it could lead to something. But guys, we're out of time. Literally, Lisa, where'd the time go?
Like, we're no idea.
Or Lisa's squared and Ron. All right, well,
Lisa
squared and Ron. Well, thanks, guys, for being on the show again. We love you guys.
We love you.
Happy holidays.
Yes,
happy holidays to you, too. And if you want to follow Lisa and Ron on Twitter, it's Ron, A-N-D, Lisa. And on Facebook, they're Ron and Lisa, the Healthy Home Dream Team. And that they are. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. Have a healthy and happy holidays and stay well.